hop on your magic carpet and make a wish, because this week's Discovery goes on another audio journey to fairy tale land. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. In their first eight adventures, the kids and author Sarah Malinowski's Whatever After series have traveled into one classic fairy tale after another, meeting their favorite princes and princesses. But in the audio edition of the ninth installment, Genie in a Bottle, they end up venturing into a whole new world. The story finds 10-year-old Abby and her little brother Jonah trying to find a way to free fairy Mary Rose from the magic mirror in their basement, but once again, they end up traveling to fairytale land instead. This time, they meet Aladdin, who's destined to fall in love with a princess. But when Abby accidentally gives Aladdin a bloody nose, it's up to her and Jonah to find the magic lamp and fix Aladdin's fairy tale. The only problem? Abby can't seem to get anything right. Now, the ninth book in this lovable series of updated fairy tale adventures is perhaps the most magical yet. While other installments have featured fairies and magic mirrors, there's something about the genies and flying carpets of Genie in a Bottle that seems even more enchanting. And just as the setting and tone of Disney's Aladdin make it feel dramatically different from other Disney fairy tales, the same is true here. The main characters are the same, but the story feels different. This adventure is also filled with lovable characters, both new and old, from sweet, charming Aladdin to the pink-haired young genie who's still working on her magic. Abby is at her best here, too. She has the best of intentions, but she just can't seem to get anything right. She's sad and frustrated and disheartened, but once again, there's a lesson here to be learned. And this time, Abby and the bumbling young genie learn to keep trying, because even when things don't go as expected, they may still work out in the end. But is it worth flying off to help Aladdin meet his princess? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say buy it. With each adventure in the Whatever After series, the author finds new ways to keep things fresh and fun, with a good lesson in the end, too. If you and your little princess love fairy tales, don't miss this series. Genie in a Bottle is sure to be one of your favorite installments. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Genie in a Bottle by Sarah Malinowski is 3 hours and 6 enchanting minutes long and is available from Scholastic Audio. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.